This is Jim Wallace for the Soul of the Nation. Let me try to apply a moral lens to the Mueller report. Lots of coverage, a mountain of coverage, and passionate political opinions on all sides in response to the special counsel Robert Mueller's finally released and heavily redacted report. Big news all over the country. So I'd like to take a moral lens, if I might, and just respond. Here's what the facts reveal to me about the report. My clearest, simple takeaways. Number one, there were extensive efforts by the Russian government to interfere with and influence our 2016 election on behalf of Donald Trump and against Hillary Clinton. The report makes that clear, as all the intelligence people have said.
Let me be totally clear in saying that, and I've said this many times, I accept our intelligence community's conclusion that Russia's meddling in the 2016 election took place.
This isn't partisan. This is just the facts. Number two, Donald Trump and his campaign sought to use those efforts on their behalf, both privately and publicly, in meetings and famous pronouncements that he made.
Russia, if you're listening, I hope you're able to find the 30,000 emails that are missing.
Number three, those meetings and pronouncements by Donald Trump and his associates did not rise to the legal requirements and standards of conspiracy. And Trump has indeed been exonerated of those charges of conspiracy.
The special counsel's report states that his, quote, investigation did not establish that members of the Trump campaign conspired or coordinated with the Russian government in its election interference activity.
So whatever he said and did and how he wanted to benefit from the Russian interference, nothing rose to that legal level, which was of conspiracy. So let's be clear about that. But the issue of obstruction of justice is a very different story in this report. It contains enough evidence on that front, obstruction of justice, to make Mueller unable to, as he puts it, exonerate the Trump campaign. Now, the special counsel, it's also clear, was operating with an interpretation of Justice Department rules that did not allow him, does not allow him, to indict a sitting president of the United States. That's what he's operating with. He said that in the report. He cannot indict a sitting president. Unable to do that, Mueller decided to present the findings of his report, allowing Congress to act based on their constitutional roles to respond to the evidence. There is no evidence so far that Mueller asked the new Attorney General, William Barr, just appointed by President Trump, to make that call about the obstruction of justice. In Attorney General William Barr's letter, now famous letter, he makes that call in Trump's favor.
I'm not going to dance around this. He's lying. He's lying about what the Mueller report finds around one of the critical flashpoints in the obstruction investigation. One of the incidents that was investigated by Robert Mueller and his obstruction investigators was the attempted firing of the special counsel.
There is clear evidence that the president and his team have tried many things to impede, to block, to oppose, and politically undermine the Mueller investigation. The report shows that Trump repeatedly attempted to shut down the investigation, even by firing the special counsel. It also shows that it was Trump's closest aides, his top people, like White House lawyer Don McGahn, who refused to carry out the actions Trump wanted, probably saving the president from more potential obstruction charges. The report shows that the president and his aides have continually lied over and over again about the facts throughout the investigation. They've lied over and over again. and many of Trump's top campaign and administration leaders have already been indicted for that lying to federal officials or to the Congress and will serve time in jail. Finally, the special counsel believed he could not indict a president, but the offenses that the report lists would have indicted and sent to jail anyone else who is not the president of the United States. So in conclusion, from a moral lens, such continual lying and attempts to cover up unethical and perhaps illegal behavior should not be acceptable. What he has said and done should not be ethically, morally acceptable to us as American citizens, especially for Christians. The acceptance of such attacks on the truth are morally indefensible, especially when they are excused, justified by literally Faustian bargains for political agendas and political power. So I conclude on this now. Faith is now at stake. Democracy is now clearly at stake. Personal integrity is now at stake. The evidence of evil is now revealed in the Mueller report. So the evidence of conscience must now be revealed by us. This is Jim Wallace for the Soul of the Nation.